Welcome, everyone, to our weekly Course in Miracles study group. This is Corinne, and I'm so excited to be back. A huge shout-out and thank you to Deidre for covering the call the past 2 weeks while I was away in Los Angeles. And I just wanted to share that you can probably hear in my voice, I shared before we started recording, that we've uprooted the ego. In our decision to turn to Holy Spirit, we have uprooted the ego, and it looks for landing places. It looks for places where it can try to hang on. And with this whole retreat experience that I went on, the ego did not have any anxiety to grab onto. It didn't have any airplane anxiety or any speaking anxiety or any anxiety at all. And apparently, though, when I got home, the day that I got home, I gave it a home in my nose. So I have a little bit of a smidgen of a really mild cold. I feel fine, but I'm just stuffy, so I apologize for how I sound. I felt moved just to begin our call with just sharing a little bit about my experience at the Happy Dream Retreat, which just happened in Los Angeles. We will be doing it again at some point, somewhere in the world. We don't know where, but it will happen again. And it was quite a miraculous experience for me on so many different levels, and probably way in more ways than I can possibly articulate. I feel like I could take a whole hour just talking about it, but I'll share a few highlights that were really, really profound for me. I had previously shared with you all, maybe 2 weeks ago, actually, 3 weeks ago I was here. It does feel like a while. Deidre covered the call for 2 Sundays. I shared with you all just about my shifts around flying. And the fact that I went on this trip without my husband, on a plane, by myself, and had not even a molecule of nerves. I mean, I could say this so authentically and so honestly, that to be in a space of just totally resting in trust and knowing that I'm in danger nowhere in the world. That's one of those course lessons from the workbook. I am in danger nowhere in the world. This awareness is what we open up to as we turn to Holy Spirit, as we open up to miracles and experience those miracles, we allow our perception to expand, to come to touch, even in glimpses, of the truth of who we are and the fact that we are in danger nowhere. So my flight home was not smooth. The flight there to LA was pretty smooth. Flight home was not. I actually took a selfie. I'll have to post it at some point. I haven't shared it yet. Of feeling completely calm, even though the plane was, you know, quite bumpy. And I flew also from LA to Oakland, the San Francisco Bay Area, after the retreat to go meet my publisher, my agent, which is a whole other story. And I just really wanted to drive this home that for me, somebody who's had lifelong anxiety issues and also those anxiety issues being attached to flying, I used to like write a will, like my last will and testament every time I got on a plane. Like I'd write love notes to everybody and goodbye. Like it was a big deal. And the fact that I, this whole trip, did not have a smidge of nerves, no anxiety, is just so profound for me. So that's sort of my takeaway number one, is just that the course is leading us to inner freedom. It's leading us to complete freedom from fear, from feeling small, from feeling bound, you know, by the quote-unquote laws that the ego has set up for us, and thinking, you know, that we need to make ourselves safe or that we need to provide for ourselves. That's just the ego talking. And the course is leading us to this knowing that everything we need is provided, that we are perfectly safe, and that nothing can harm us. So that's my first takeaway. And I'm just sharing, so if anybody wants to jump in and if you have a question or something strikes you, please feel free to jump in. The second thing that I just wanted to share is that I've done a lot of speaking online, as many of you know, but in terms of in-person events for the course, I think this is only my second one, actually my third. And I have noticed the growth in myself, first with teaching at the college level, where I would deal with my teaching, my speaking anxiety by over-preparing. I'd be so prepared, I'd, you know what to, how to answer any single question that could possibly arise. I'd over-prepare. I've grown through that to just, again, be able to trust that the words are going to be there. And if I don't have the answer, I'll figure it out. Then that same sort of growth happened with teaching mindfulness. I would prepare my meditations for Bank of America ahead of time and, you know, kind of take it from there. And I've grown through that to where I just speak from the heart. The meditations that I do at Bank of America and the ones on this call just come through me. I just step out of the way and they come. And I've seen that growth now in myself with talking about the course, because I can remember one of the very first study groups that we did, being so nervous and being like, oh my gosh, Corinne has to say something, and learning, you know, growing through that, that this is just about me stepping out of the way. That's it. So this shedding of the lowercase s self, the shedding of Carol, of Greg, of Alicia, of everybody on this call, as we release these small identities and these stories that come along with these small identities, as we release this, we open to this absolute magnitude of what it is that we truly are. We let that love, we let God pour through us, and it feels so, so amazing, so good. So in this retreat, I wasn't sure if I'd be able to step out of the way and let Corinne get out of the way to let Spirit speak through me. And I felt like I did a good job of stepping to the side and just letting Spirit speak through me. But I had an experience at the end of the retreat that I wanted to share with you all. I haven't shared this with very many people. I shared it with my mom and my husband and my sister, and I think that's it. But I feel like you all will appreciate this. And especially, Deidre, you came to mind so many times because of how you talk about angels. The Course mentions angels a couple of times. I actually have been meaning to look up those references, but angels have not been something that I've really felt a connection with, because my connection, I've always just identified with Holy Spirit, with Jesus, with being comfortable, you know, with that. And not that I didn't think that angels didn't exist, but I didn't have any, I didn't have any connection. There was no, like, it was just words, really, to me, and also feeling, you know, respectful and pleased that other folks feel connections with angels. But after this retreat was my first real experience, and I might start crying, and if I do, my voice is really going to sound horrible, so I'm going to try not to. But at the end of the retreat, Greg's going to remember this. So there was a chapel at the retreat center, and the whole side of this chapel, this gorgeous chapel, opened up into the garden. And at the end of the retreat, we all went into the garden and held hands and just sort of swayed back and forth to this beautiful song that was playing. Afterwards, I spontaneously, quote unquote, started talking to this woman who actually didn't attend the retreat. She only came to see Maria Felipe, because I believe they belong to the same, she belongs to Maria's church, the Unity Church. And she started spontaneously doing this reading on me, telling me about all these angels and saints that were with me, and here come the tears. one of them, the one that got me like straight in the heart, was I think it was Gabriel or Gabrielle. She said that it could go by either, where it's an angel that helps with communication, with, you know, and the whole thing that I just said to you about wondering whether or not I'd be able to step out of the way came forward. And she asked if I had been seeing any lights. And twice during the retreat at night, I sort of had myself propped up on my elbow, like I was kind of turning over in bed. And so my right cheek was like up off the pillow, but facing, you know, the pillow. Out of the corner of my right eye on the pillow, it was as if somebody was shining a bright flashlight directly on my pillow. And I immediately turned my head and looked, and there was nothing there. And that happened the next night too. And so her to have said all these things to me, and she said St. Francis of Assisi was with me, and she's like, animals, like, what's, and I was like, my chickens, and she was like, yes, and, you know, because I have such a dear connection to my chickens, so I'm sharing this with everybody. I felt moved to share this with everybody, because this was not a special message for me. This to me was a message for all of us, again, reinforcing this idea that we are not alone. I just read it. Let me see real quick if I can find it. Yep. In the reading, and this, again, just blows me away. We're not going to get to this tonight because this is just a couple pages away, but I read ahead of our reading tonight. This is talking about the infancy of salvation, the fact that we've accepted, you know, God's, we've accepted our part in God's plan. We've accepted Holy Spirit in. And it says, your newborn purpose is nursed by angels, cherished by the Holy Spirit, and protected by God himself. It needs not your protection. It is yours. In other words, it, that is, our purpose is our protection. For it is deathless, and within it lie the end of death. So there it is. Your newborn purpose is nursed by angels, cherished by the Holy Spirit, and protected by God himself. This message is for you too. We're not alone. We are not alone. So my trip was miraculous, as you can tell. Getting to join with other people, getting to meet Greg, and just to spend that time together that we spent was just incredible. The gains, again, the recognition, anything that I took away from that, it's for all of us. It's for you too.